Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting second. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting seventh. The DH, Ollie Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Vukovich. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Parsons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Timmerman. And now, play ball. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio takes first base on ball four. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coluccio moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ellis for a passed ball. May moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spikes. Johnson reaches second base with a double. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Timmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Timmerman covering, for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spikes strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Chambliss moves to third. Ellis moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chambliss scores. Ellis moves to third. Hendrick moves to second. It's 3-1, Brewers. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. Ellis scores. Hendrick moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Hendrick scores. It's Brewers, 3, Indians, 3. Carlos Velasquez now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-1 in the game. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of spikes. Coluccio reaches second base with a double. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-2 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vukovic fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Garcia fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Chambliss is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vukovic fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gamble moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vukovic fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vukovic fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. Hendrick moves to second. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Brohmer moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Brohmer scores. Duffy moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Joe LaHewitt pinch hits for John Vukovic. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Heisa now playing third base. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay juggles the ball. That's an error on Lindsay. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia is hit by the pitch. Coluccio moves to second. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. Coluccio moves to third. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coluccio scores. May moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott is hit by the pitch. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards third. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Heisa moves to second. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Coluccio hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.